Welcome to High Magic Practices, a series dedicated to the exploration and understanding of high magic. In this series, we will delve into various practices and exercises that are fundamental to high magic. We will present today the middle pillar exercise of the Golden Dawn tradition. This powerful exercise involves visualizing and balancing the five psychic centers in the body, which correspond to the Sephiroth on the Tree of Life. As we journey through this practice, you will gain a deeper understanding of the middle pillar exercise and its significance. We will introduce you to the Tree of Life, the pillars, the meanings of the Sephiroth, and their corresponding divine names, all in a concise manner. We will teach you the ritual, providing a step-by-step guide, ensuring a comprehensive learning experience. So let's begin our exploration of the middle pillar. The middle pillar exercise we are about to present today is initially given to the members of the Hermetic Order of the Golden Dawn, particularly to the students who obtained the portal grade. This exercise has been popularized and elaborated by Israel Regardi. Later, Chick Cicero, another well-known author, published his interpretation of the middle pillar exercise based on Regardi work. Regardi is widely recognized for his books and commentaries about the Hermetic Order of the Golden Dawn. He is considered one of the 20th century's most significant occultists and a renewer of occult literature. Before incorporating the middle pillar ritual into your daily practice, you should perform the lesser banishing ritual of the pentagram for several weeks. The lesser banishing ritual of the pentagram, or LBRP, is a ritual designed to purify and cleanse the entire sphere of personality. The middle pillar ritual is a separate exercise that follows the lesser banishing ritual. Its purpose is to facilitate the manifestation of the higher self through a purified body and mind, and it aims to activate the creative and intuitive parts of the self. Before incorporating the middle pillar, the practitioner of high magic should have spent time in self-reflection and introspection, understanding their own thoughts, feelings, and motivations. They should have a clear sense of who they are as a person and what drives them. The practitioner should also work to integrate all aspects of their personality, resolving any internal conflicts or inconsistencies. This could involve reconciling different beliefs or desires, or addressing any anxieties, emotional issues, or traumas that might be causing distress, dysfunction, or neurosis. If needed, a psychiatrist or a clinical psychologist can diagnose and treat serious mental health disorders. If you feel you have serious mental disorders, please seek the assistance of a healthcare professional before engaging in the middle pillar. This process of achieving mental and emotional balance is seen as another recommended precondition for the successful practice of both rituals, LBRP and middle pillar. However, you will notice that the specific rituals themselves may also contribute to this goal balance. The lesser banishing ritual is described as purifying and cleansing the personality, while the middle pillar ritual is designed to activate the creative and intuitive parts of the self. Both of these outcomes could contribute to a state of mental and emotional balance and coherence. There are potential dangers associated with undertaking the middle pillar ritual without proper preparation. If there are any unresolved psychological issues or conflicts, the energy generated or released by the middle pillar ritual could be misdirected or short-circuited, leading to negative outcomes such as a nervous breakdown, severe physical illnesses, or loss of mental stability. In extreme cases, some individuals have succumbed to chronic melancholia and detachment from reality. These issues can even lead them to take their own lives when severe emotional detachment or disconnection from their experiences occurs. These warnings are not intended to scare you, but rather to emphasize the seriousness and importance of these undertakings. The path of the magician is a journey of self-conquest, which requires careful preparation and self-understanding. It's crucial to approach these practices with respect and caution, ideally under the guidance of a knowledgeable teacher or mentor. The name middle pillar comes from the arrangement of the Sephirot on the Tree of Life in Kabbalah. But before discussing the middle pillar, let's introduce you to Kabbalah and the Tree of Life. Kabbalah has its roots in medieval Judaism, and it has been later adapted in Western esotericism to Hermetic Kabbalah. The Hermetic Kabbalah is a Western esoteric tradition that involves mysticism and the occult. It serves as the underlying philosophy and framework for various mystical religious societies such as the Golden Dawn, Thelemic Orders, the Builders of the Adytum, and the Fellowship of the Rosy Cross. It's also a precursor to the neo-pagan, Wiccan, and New Age movements. The Hermetic Kabbalah draws influence not only from Jewish Kabbalah, but also from alchemy, Western astrology, paganism, Hermeticism, tarot, and Neoplatonism. The term Kabbalah comes from Hebrew meaning reception or tradition. Now let's delve into the topic of the Tree of Life. The Tree of Life in Kabbalah represents levels of manifestation ranging from the very subtle to the very dense. It is a diagrammatic representation that depicts the flow of energy from the infinite source to the finite expression or manifestation. The Tree of Life is often used to understand many aspects of the physical world and the spiritual teachings of the Kabbalah. The Tree of Life represents the universe and the self, divided into three pillars, containing 10 different aspects of God, the Creator. In the Tree of Life, there are spheres that represent 10 attributes or emanations. Through these, an aspect of God known as Ein Sof reveals itself and continuously creates both the physical realm and a series of higher metaphysical realms. We won't delve into the details of Ein Sof in this discussion, as it's a vast topic reserved for a future episode. For now, you can perceive Ein Sof as the hidden, infinite, or limitless aspect of God that manifests. These emanations of God are represented as spheres and are called Sephirot. The Sephirot can be seen as channels of divine creative life force or consciousness through which the unknowable divine essence is revealed to humanity. The Sephirot also describe the spiritual life of a person, break down a person's psychological processes, and constitute the conceptual paradigm in Kabbalah for understanding everything. The term Sephirot is the plural form of the word Sephira, a term used in Kabbalah to refer to a single sphere or emanation. It is derived from Hebrew, meaning counting, numbers, or enumeration. Each Sephira is often arranged in triads to form a right, left, and middle pillar. One of the three pillars is called the middle pillar, also known as the pillar of mildness and balance. It is in the middle of the Tree of Life, and it consists of the first Sephira, Kether, known as the crown, the invisible Sephira called Da'ath, known as knowledge or the abyss, the sixth Sephira, Tiferet, known as beauty, the ninth Sephira, Yesod, known as foundation, and the tenth Sephira, Malkuth, also known as kingdom. The Kether Sephira symbolizes your higher self or higher genius, which, although not yet fully incarnated within you, hovers above as a silent observer. It serves as a source of inspiration, freedom, and enlightenment. Essentially, it represents life itself. The invisible Sephira, called Da'at, is often placed between the third and fourth positions on the Tree of Life in Kabbalah. Da'at, which means knowledge in Hebrew, is not always included in the count of the Sephirot. Its diameter can be visualized to be approximately 4 inches or 10 centimeters. It is located at the nape of the neck, specifically on the spine just below the occiput, about 2 inches or 5 centimeters above the larynx. Da'ath evolves as we learn to master our mental and emotional tendencies. Da'ath is considered a sort of bridge between the intellectual and emotional Sephirot. It represents the fusion of wisdom, Chokmah, the third sephira, and understanding, Bina, the fourth sephira. Da'ath can be perceived as a symbolic link between your higher self and your lower self, also known as the ego or your everyday consciousness and personality. On the middle pillar, Da'ath serves as a connection between the higher faculties and the ego, linking Kether to Tifereth. Please note that interpretations can vary based on different schools of thought within Kabbalah. The Tiferet Sephira resides near the heart, with its sphere extending from the diaphragm or solar plexus to the spine. Its center can be visualized as the lowest point of the sternum or breastbone where the ribs attach, with a diameter of approximately 6 inches or 15 centimeters. Below Tiferet lies Yesod Sephira, a center that corresponds to the region occupied by the reproductive organs, located in the groin area. Its size should be visualized as being the same dimensions as Tifereth. The final center is Malkuth, which corresponds to the feet. Through experience, it has been found that the ankles form the periphery of a visualized sphere about 4 inches or 10 centimeters in diameter, with the center being the sole of the foot. Now let us introduce you to the pillars of the Tree of Life. The left pillar, also known as the Pillar of Severity on the Kabbalistic Tree of Life, includes the Sefirot Bina, Gebura, and Hod. It is often associated with the color black. This pillar represents the force of contraction and is associated with negative female energy, passive, and the power of receiving. It includes the Sefirot Bina, understanding, Gebura, severity, and Hod, splendor. The pillar of mildness, also known as the middle pillar on the Kabbalistic Tree of Life, is often associated with the color gray. It represents mildness and compassion. This pillar signifies the balance and harmony between the two opposing pillars, the pillar of mercy and the pillar of severity. The right pillar, also known as the pillar of mercy on the Kabbalistic Tree of Life, is often associated with the color white. This pillar represents the force of expansion and is associated with positive male energy, active, and the power of giving. It includes the Sefirot Chokmah, wisdom, Chesed, mercy, and Netzar, victory. As noted by Sheikh Cicero, a recognized author on the Golden Dawn, the black pillar on the left and the white pillar on the right symbolize the two counteracting forces in nature. However, it's crucial to understand that these forces do not imply that one is good and the other is evil. Rather, they signify the existence of magnetic energy between these two universal opposites. The entire cosmos depends on the perfect balance of these energies. This balance of forces is embodied by the middle pillar, which serves as the equilibrium of the other two columns. In Golden Dawn temples, only the left and right pillars are physically represented by actual pillars, while the middle pillar is symbolically represented by the aspirant standing between them. Now, let's begin the middle pillar exercise, a fundamental practice that forms the foundation for various complex magical formulas. We will vibrate a divine name for each of the 5 spheres of the middle pillar. This exercise can be undertaken in a standing, sitting, or lying position. Hands to side, eyes closed. You begin this practice with a steady breathing, inhaling and exhaling rhythmically to help calm your mind. Following a few minutes of relaxation, visualize a sphere of white light positioned just above the crown of your head. While visualizing this sphere of light, try to regard it with a sense of devotion. Consider it as a representation of the vital core of your being. This devotional attitude should significantly enliven it, and the sense of light and power, the initial pathways through which this higher phase of consciousness can be grasped, should increase far beyond expectation. Then begin to vibrate the Hebrew divine name Eheyeh, which means I am or I will be.
Yeah.
Continue vibrating this word 4 times until it becomes the sole focus in your conscious mind. Subsequently, envision a shaft of light descending from your Ketha center above your head to your Da'ath center located at the nape of your neck. Here, the shaft of light broadens, expanding to form a brilliant sphere that is similar to Ketha, but smaller in diameter. After creating the sphere of light at the Da'ath center, vibrate the Hebrew divine name Yod He Vav He Elohim, which means the Lord God.
Yod He Vav He Elohim. Yod He Vav He Elohim. He Vav He Elohim. Yod He Vav He Elohim.
Chant the name several times until it is the sole focus in your conscious mind. At this point, you may experience a tingling sensation, even in the palms of your hands. The vibration of energy could also be felt as almost physical in nature, and you might notice a prickling sensation in your head and neck. Now draw a shaft of light downward from the Da'ath center to the Tifereth center, situated around your heart. Generate a sphere of light at this center. Vibrantly articulate the Hebrew name Yod He Vav He Eloah Vedath, which means Lord God of Knowledge.
Yod He Vav He Eloah Vedath. Yod He Vav He Eloah Vedath. Yod He Vav He Eloah Vedath. Yod He Vav He Eloah Vedath.
Repeat this name several times until it saturates your consciousness. The vibration should be felt in the region between the diaphragm and its opposite point on the spinal column. You may feel a radiating, warm and distinct sense of power, akin to an inner sun. Visualize the shaft of light descending from Tifereth into the Yesod center located in the genital region. Envision the formation of a sphere of light in this area. Chant the name Shaddai El Hai several times, which means Almighty Living God, as done previously.
Shaddai El Hai. Shaddai El Hai. Shaddai.
Contemplate this sphere not only as a spiritual essence, but specifically as the driving force behind reproduction and regeneration. This is the God aspect that is concerned with life as a continuation of itself, symbolizing the life-giving and sustaining power of the divine. Envision the shaft of light descending from Yesod into your Malkuth center at the feet and ankles. Form a mental image of a sphere of light in this region. Vibrate several times the Hebrew name Adonai Ha'aretz, which means Lord of Earth. Contemplate the sphere that represents the physical world. Now observe that the shaft of light of the middle pillar is complete, encompassing each region of your body from Kether to Malkuth, from head to feet. The next step is to circulate the light you have drawn down through the middle pillar around the exterior of your body to fortify your aura. Use rhythmic breathing cycles to guide the light up the right side of your body and down the left. The streams of light will ascend from your feet to your head on your right side and descend from your head to your feet on your left side. Continue circulating the light from Malkuth to Kether for a brief period. Repeat this process, but this time visualize the ribbon of light ascending up your back from your feet and descending down the front of your body from Kether to your feet. Continue with rhythmic breathing and visualize the shaft of light ascending up the middle pillar in the center of your body, from your feet to the crown of your head. When it reaches Kether, envision a shower of light surrounding the exterior of your body as it descends back to your feet, where Malkuth is located once again. Circulate the light in this manner for some time. Finally, visualize a ribbon of light ascending from your right foot to your left foot and going up. Envision this ribbon spiraling around the exterior of your body until it reaches Kether. Conclude the practice by directing a portion of the energy back into your Tipharath center, the locus of equilibrium and balance. You might want to wrap up the exercise with the Kabbalistic cross. This would affirm that you have invoked the light from Kether and harmonized it within your aura. Allow your imagination to concentrate on the aura, visualizing it as an oval, transparent field pulsating with the radiant glow emanating from Tifereth. This concludes the middle pillar exercise. If you spend about 5 minutes contemplating each sephira on the middle pillar, the exercise will take approximately 25 to 30 minutes. Remember that if you need to visit someone who is ill, feeling low, depressed, or has a tendency to drain your energy, it is advisable to perform the middle pillar exercise beforehand. You could also visualize your aura as having a hardened exterior, preventing the individual from penetrating it and depleting your vitality. As a practitioner of high magic, not yet in the portal grade, You might consider performing the middle pillar exercise of the Golden Dawn tradition. This exercise is a powerful tool for spiritual growth and self-improvement. It will help you visualize and balance the five psychic centers in your body which correspond to the Sephiroth on the Tree of Life. This practice can assist you in harmonizing your energies and deepening your understanding of the Kabbalistic system. This ritual can also be adopted by students of high magic who are interested in meditation as a means of aligning themselves with their higher self. For the portal grade initiates, the middle pillar serves as preparation for serious magical work because it generates magical power that enables success in ceremonial magic practices. Whether you are a practitioner or an initiate, remember that the middle pillar is a potent practice and should be approached with respect and care. Please ensure that you are adequately prepared and that you perform the exercise in a safe and supportive environment. To create a safe space for the middle pillar, you can always perform the Kabbalistic cross, followed by the lesser banishing ritual of the pentagram, LBRP. The Kabbalistic cross is designed to place the ego under the direct influence of the divine will in every human being. The LBRP, in turn, is designed to eliminate undesirable elements from the psychic sphere and purify your space. Remember, the path of magic is a journey, not a destination. Take your time, listen to your intuition, and don't rush your progress. We believe in your potential and look forward to seeing your continued growth. Thank you so much for joining us in this episode of High Magic Practices. We truly appreciate your attention and interest. If you found this episode helpful and are eager to learn more, please give us a thumbs up and subscribe to our channel. Your support means a lot to us. Feel free to share this practice with your friends. We also invite you to support us on Patreon or PayPal. Your contributions will help us continue this work, providing exclusive content and guidance for your practice. Every bit of support helps us bring more high-quality content your way. We wish you the very best on your magical journey. Your journey into high magic is just beginning, and we're here to guide you every step of the way. Thank you once again for your time and support. Stay tuned for more episodes, and until next time, keep practicing and exploring the world of high magic.